Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Five Tool Show. Happy Tuesday, if you will call it a happy Tuesday. It's been pretty hot, muggy, sticky, whatever the heck you want to call it here in New York. I hate weather like this. It's really not my best friend. But what I enjoy about it is the fact that I can stay home and not have to go out in that nastiness. How was your day, Crow?
Busy. Ugly day. Ugly day in the area. Yesterday wasn't... yesterday was a little bit better, but not great. But, yeah, it was an ugly day. First day back to work. So, kind of crazy, kind of hectic. But I'm good. Happy to be on the show again. 2 weeks in a row. That's like a record this summer.
I think that's a record for you.
Good to be back.
In all seriousness, I know you and I had talked about last week not having the show on. I really wish we had decided not to have the show on because I am just completely exhausted from the weekend.
Hey,
because I work in retail.
There's nothing wrong with cutting it a half hour short.
you know what? That sounds fine to me. Because working the weekend, the kind of weekend that I had, yeah, I need a vacation. That's what I mean. That's the type of weekend I've had. Because people just don't believe in doing your back-to-school shopping in advance. No, everybody wants to do it not Sunday, not Friday. No, the day before everybody goes back to school. I had everybody and their mother and their grandmother literally at my job shopping yesterday. So by the time 8 o'clock rolled around, the store was open until 10 o'clock yesterday. By the time 8 o'clock rolled around, everybody was delirious. Like, we were all just walking around like glassing psychotic zombies.
That's the way we operate in this country. Last-minute shoppers.
Listen, I don't know what it is with procrastination and the United States of America, but apparently they go hand in hand. Unreal. I think, you know what it is? I think it's because since our days in school, I don't know if you were like this, but I know I was always a procrastinator. Don't get me wrong. I got my work done, and for the most part, I practically almost always got an A on my papers. But still, I would leave things to, like, the last minute, and I would stay up to, like, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning trying to finish up a paper. I am the worst procrastinator. Like, even for our show, I prepare an hour, 2 hours before the show starts.
Well,
so I am a
prepared about 5 minutes ago.
You what?
I prepared about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, that's better than me because I didn't prepare at all. I was just like, I actually forgot that it was Tuesday.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it feels like a Monday. Well, at least for me anyway, first day back to work. So, yeah, it does. You get kind of confused and think it is a Monday.
Yeah, I looked at the time, and my neighbor was like, don't you have a show to do? I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, crap, it's Tuesday. And then I was like, okay, I got to call in. Unreal.
Yep.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
The Mets game?
Yeah.
Did I watch yesterday's game? I was in and out of it. I didn't catch much of it. It was in and out of it. Why? Something happened?
Yeah. I didn't see it either. Like I said, I was at work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed the game completely, like I always do. So it was funny because everybody on Facebook is all pissed off, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? Everybody's talking about the umpires. So automatically I knew something happened, missed call, box call, whatever. Turns out Torres had hit a double. He was safe at second base, what have you. It looked like he barely touched first base. I was going to say home plate. First base. But the umpire let it slide or whatever. He was like, okay, look like he touched it, so fine. Tell me why Carlos Beltran is in the clubhouse watching the TV set. He comes out into the dugout, goes to the manager, and says, look, you need to argue this call.
I missed that.
And then all of a sudden, that was it. And it was in the ninth inning. The Mets were losing, and who knows what would have happened to the game. The Mets could have probably won the game. So then it comes back to the whole thing of instant replay. Should there be more instant replay in baseball?
No.
Oh, and that's public record is in the chat room. So NPR, what do you say? Should there be more instant replay in baseball? I'm sorry. Baseball is long enough. Okay? Can you imagine there constantly being instant replay? I'd go crazy.
My problem is how are you going to, like, work instant replay? Are you going to do instant replay on balls and strikes? Is it going to be on, like, safer out calls? Is it going to be on fair ball, foul balls? Is it going to be on home runs? I don't know. I'm not – you're right. In my opinion, the game is long enough as it is, and stakes are part of the game. I'm not a fan for the instant replay in baseball.
All right, well, I'd like to welcome guest 6703 in the chat room. NPR says, yes, it should be, but not on balls and strikes.
Yeah, well, definitely not on balls and strikes, but I don't know. I mean, there's just too much, games are long enough as it is and too many options. So, for example, if a ball is hit down the line, right?
NPR just brought that up in the chat room.
Yeah, if a ball is hit down the line and it's a fair ball, but let's say the umpire calls it foul, right? And they review the play and they see it's fair, then what do you do? Do you give the guy a base hit or do you give the guy a double? Right? I mean, how are you supposed to judge that, whether a ball down the line, whether the guy was going to make it to second base safely or not? And then if it's a slow runner versus a fast runner, I mean, we all know Jose Reyes, for example, he can turn some doubles into triples. So, like, I mean, it still wouldn't even be perfect. Like, even if it is a fair ball and you overturn the call, I mean, where do you put the guy? What base?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are for instant replay, and you also have those who are not for it. I am for it. Definitely not on balls and strikes. But I think if a ball is fair, because, you know, sometimes these people cannot call a ball if it's a home run, if it was fair or foul. There's some that look like that it was a home run, and in reality, they're like, no, that was a double because it just grazed the wall or what have you. Or it'll be like, oh, that was a foul.
What about the situation of a home run where the fan reaches over the fence and grabs a ball, right? Like you had, what's that kid who did that in the playoffs game, the Yankees and the Orioles, where he grabbed that ball and it was ruled a home run. I mean, are you going to review plays like that too to determine, like, fair ball, foul ball, fan interference?
No, those are the times where you just hit the fan. He's like, hey, stupid, what are you doing? You're banned from the ballpark now. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
Jeffrey Mayer. There you go. Thanks, Brian.
I think it's one of those cases where I think it's definitely needed in the playoffs. Not a shadow of a doubt. Definitely in playoffs. But regular season games, come on, guys. A lot of these calls, you know, they are. It is kind of hard to call it, some of these plays. But I'm not going to stop every single game and say, hey, no, we need to review that again.
How many challenges are you giving each dugout?
They get one challenge per game, that's it.
Okay, and if they win the challenge, do they get another challenge?
No. No, listen, if you're only giving them one challenge, they got to be smart about it. So if one person challenges it, do you really want to waste your last challenge to re-challenge that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to give one challenge and the challenge proved to overturn the call, I think you should benefit the team by at least giving them one more.
Okay, well, I just got a message from Joey Torres, and he says that they should do instant replay in baseball like they do in NFL games, give each manager 2 challenge flags before another pitch is thrown, and the umpire's got to go to the replay.
No. Just 1.
2 challenge flags. Está loco.
Well, I mean, if they did it, I would say 1 challenge, but if you get it right, you get to do another one. And I don't want the umpires on the field having to run back into the dugout and stuff like that like they do in some cases now, run back out and into the thing and look at the replay and all that stuff. Have another official somewhere behind the scenes that can look at that stuff, in my opinion.
Look, I don't know. They need to figure it out, because I'm sorry. If it's a case where it can change the game, like last night, that could have changed the game. The Mets could have easily won that game, probably. You figure, well, who knows with the Mets. They always seem to have problems with getting the guy home. But you never know. You know? You never know. But I don't know. Baseball is long enough. I could not deal with having instant replay completely in the regular season. I'd go crazy. I really, really would. Okay, so then the next question is, would you have instant replay? Should instant replay be within a 9-inning game or only in extra innings?
It should be in the whole game. I mean, you could have a call in the first inning that would determine the total outcome of the game. So if you're going to have it, I say in the whole game.
Well, NPR, as I had stated before, Carell nor myself watched the game last night. Well, was it a day game? It was a day game, right?
Yeah, it was a day game. I was kind of in and out of it. You know, this weekend's a tough weekend, busy weekend. So, I mean, I didn't see much of Mets games this weekend. So.
Yes, and I was just trying to get enough sleep to get me through my shifts over the weekend. Never mind a baseball game. And now you have Ari Dickey, who's like the star of New York Mets baseball, because now all I hear about is Ari Dickey, Ari Dickey, Ari Dickey, Cy Young, Cy Young, Cy Young. He's going for 20 wins tomorrow. He's going for 20 wins tomorrow. It's like all in my face. I'm like, whoa, back up. Yes, he's great, but it's a little bit, I honestly, as much as I love Ari Dickey, I'm kind of overloaded with Ari Dickey now. That's all anybody talks about.
Well,
never mind that.
No one else on the team to talk about.
How sad is that?
It's true. And plus, his story is so fascinating, too. I think that's definitely part of it. I mean,
did you ever finish reading the book?
No.
You never finished reading Ari Dickey's book?
No. I'm not a reader. I'll be the first
to
admit it. I'm just not. I'm
done
not
with
a reader.
You. Okay, can't.
What?
Zeke, Roger, Peter, I need a new co-host.
I'm not a reader. I'm just not. I don't have the patience to sit down and read a book from cover to cover. I don't remember the last book I read from cover to cover. And it has nothing to do with Ari Dickey or anything like that. It's just not who I am. Did I sit down and watch his 15-minute video on ESPN E60? Yeah, I sure did. I can sit there and watch that. I can't. I'm not the type of person that's gonna sit down and read a book from cover to cover.
I don't have the
time or the patience.
Oh my gosh, his book was amazing. I finished his book in like 2 days. I could not put the book. I was late to work because I was sitting in the break room reading the book, and I was almost half an hour late from going back on to. No, to start my shift. I was almost 30 minutes late because I was just so engrossed in his book and I did not want to put it down. But my whole thing is, you said that you had no problem watching the interview.
Yep.
See, I have problems with watching interviews. I'd rather read a book. Like, just tell me a story in a book, and I'm good. But make me watch TV, and I'm like, I can hear
a story in 20 minutes on ESPN.
But it's not the scene. You wanna be immersed in the story.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I literally shared in his pain.
I'm just not, you know, listen, his story is unbelievable. But, you know, that's just not my thing.
So are you going to watch the documentary?
Which documentary?
Knuckleball.
Knuckleball? Yes, I do plan on seeing Knuckleball. But, I mean, Knuckleball is more about knuckleballers than, I mean, Ari Dickey obviously is featured in the movie, but, you know, I would watch that movie even if Ari Dickey wasn't in it.
Mm-hmm. He's just a bonus, right?
I'm a video guy. I'm not a book guy. Just not.
How did you get through school?
I read books. And I'm done.
your daughter reads books.
Enough books. Yeah, and I read to her.
Oh,
thank you, NPR. I am a very busy man.
Yeah, well, you know what? So am I. That's no excuse not to read a good book. So you don't have a Kindle, right?
Absolutely not. I have an iPad.
But you read from the iPad, don't you?
Blog posts, articles, stuff like that, not books.
That's it.
Unless I'm reading to my daughter. But those are short books.
That doesn't count. That does not count. That's not reading a book, a real book. Oh, well, I am so disappointed in you.
Why? I was honest to you. I could have lied to you and said, yeah, I read the whole thing cover to cover. I bet you a lot of people do that. I bet you a lot of people. Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. I read the book. Yeah.
No, you know what I can't stand? The people who don't even read the book cover to cover, they read maybe like the first page and then the end. And I'm like, then what the hell is the point of reading the book, of having a book?
Yeah.
There's no point. I'm sorry. R.A. Dickey's book was just too good not to read. It was insane.
Now,
and
When
I got to meet him, I told him. I was like, that was the most amazing book I've ever read. And I am two seconds away from hurting my dog.
I have the book, but I just have not read it from cover to cover.
At some point, you need to read it. I mean, even if you just, like, read a page or two or three or four or a chapter.
I did that.
What?
I mean,
how hard did you get through it.
No, I mean, I thumbed through it. I didn't read, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say I read pages, you know, 1 to 20. I moved around.
All right. Well.
Sorry to disappoint you.
I guess I'm the bookworm out of this relationship.
Yep. No question about that. I'm not even going to argue that one. That title is all yours.
Well, you know, I started reading the Ozzie Guillen book, and that's one book I couldn't get through. There's too much swearing in it. I'm like, all right, I've had enough. I'm done. I think I only got through the first chapter, and I was already done.
That's Ozzie.
Yeah. I mean, man swears like every other word. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what I got coworkers for.
Sounds like
also,
him.
NPR says you should have pled the fifth on that one.
Who, me?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, though.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. Brian didn't even buy the book yet.
Brian doesn't even have a copy of it. But we're gonna have to remedy that. Brian needs a copy.
Look at that. He doesn't even have a copy. I don't want to hear anything.
Well, he's not the one getting on your case. I am. So what were you going to say?
Dickey, if he gets to 20 wins, do you think he should win the Cy Young?
Is that even a legitimate question?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't see why not.
Because he may not be alone in 20 wins. What's his name from Cincinnati? Cueto could get to 22. They both have 17
screw
right now.
Cueto. Screw Cueto.
Yeah.
I don't care about Cueto. Let it be R.A. Dickey. Is there a reason why he shouldn't?
It's a good question. You know, maybe the team's record might hold him back from that. But if he got to 20, I would vote for him. You know, because the other guys in the running, Cueto, his team is, they're in first. They've got the second best record in the National League right now. Who else is up there? Kyle Loesch from St. Louis. He's got 14 wins, 2.81 ERA. The Cardinals are up there. And who else is up there? Kershaw, although I don't know, with all those moves the Dodgers made, they may not make the playoffs. We'll see. But they're up there, too. But if Dickey got the 20, I will go with Dickey. He would have 20 wins. He's got the second lowest ERA, I think, in the National League right now. He's going to get over 200 strikeouts this year. His whip is ridiculous. It's a 1. So I will go with him. But we'll see.
Apparently, we'll see seems to be what every Mets fan has been saying till God knows when. Oh, and happy birthday to one of my favorite Mets, Mike Piazza. Can't go through that through the entire show without saying happy birthday to Mike Piazza. Probably one of the most amazing Mets players I ever had a chance to see play.
Yep. He better go into the Hall of Fame as a Met.
Listen, a lot of people have been arguing about that one. Should he go in as a Met? Should he not go in as a Met? I think he should go in as a Met. I think he had his biggest impact with the Mets.
I would definitely agree with that.
I mean, when you think Mike Piazza, you don't think of the Dodgers. You definitely don't think of the Marlins. You think about the Mets.
You don't think of the Marlins?
Listen, you're lucky I even know who the Marlins are. That team has been such a bust this year. I think about the Marlins, I think about the circus.
They are worse than I thought they were.
Listen, a lot of people didn't think that they were going to end up in last. I did. Because the pressure was just ridiculous on them. You know,
it ain't over yet, you know. They're only 4 games behind the Mets.
Listen, you have their psychotic manager. You have their shortstop Reyes. I don't know, that clubhouse chemistry, it was just not going to happen this year. Nothing was going to work in that clubhouse. And I hope to God that the Orioles take over first place from the Yankees. You do not understand. Like, I am watching the AL East like nobody's business. I'm the stalker right now with the Orioles. I hope to God
we
do it.
I gotta be honest with you. I did. I actually paid more attention to the Yankees this weekend than I did the Mets, only because of that. Their series with Baltimore, and now they're in Tampa. And a 1-game lead over Baltimore right now.
Mm-hmm. And Tampa's beating the Yankees 5-2 in the bottom of the sixth.
What are the Orioles doing? Do you know?
The Orioles are winning 8-0, top of the eighth against Toronto.
Nice. And you know what's even great about this? I mean, not only are the Yankees in jeopardy of the division, but if they fall out of the top spot in the division, you know, Tampa Bay would be right there on their heels in terms of the wild card.
Oh, how lovely. I want to see the Yankees collapse.
They could
I
very
really
well.
Do.
I mean, they've got a one-game lead over Baltimore right now in the division.
They lose this game, that's it.
Yep. And it's only a game and a half over Tampa Bay. So, you know, that's how close Tampa Bay is, even in the wild card race. So, you know, the Yankees, you know, it is a real possibility if they keep going this way that they may not even make the playoffs. I mean, they're not guaranteed a wild card spot. They're not guaranteed a wild card spot.
Honestly, this is what's great about baseball. It's anybody's game. You know, anybody can still make it in. Even, you know, for all the times we say, oh, the Mets, their season's over, their season's over. You just never know. All they have to do is win series. You win the series, and you're good. And, of course, everybody else needs to cooperate. And all the teams that they'll be playing are all in the running for the wild card. So if they beat these teams, you never know.
No. Don't go there, Tanya. Don't go there. This team is,
anything can happen. Anything can happen. Listen, nobody wants to believe anymore. Well, some do.
Well, listen, we talked about this last week, and I told you that I was disappointed in myself for falling into the Mets trap this year and getting all excited and thinking that we had a shot.
But that's what being a Mets fan is all about.
Yeah, but I'm not going on that roller coaster with you again this year. They're done this year, and let me stay idle. Let me stay in hibernation until spring training comes around. I am not getting excited about this team again this year. They are 9 games out of the wild card with 6 teams ahead of them. You're not going to get me excited.
You enjoy that. You enjoy hibernation mode. I choose to believe, because that's what Mets fans do. We believe until it's officially over.
Okay.
It's what we do.
Okay.
You said you wanted to just keep it half an hour of the show?
Yeah, that works for me. That works for you.
Yeah, that actually does work for me because I had to interrupt my job just to do the show. So, yeah, I kind of got to go. I got to go back to work.
Not a problem.
So, go ahead. You close this one out. I usually close out the shows.
All right, thank you guys in the chat room for joining us. Brian, NPR, guest 6703. Appreciate it. We're going to cut the show a little short tonight. We will be back next week. Well, Tanya will be back. I am going to be missing in action for the next couple weeks because I'll be away on business. So
well,
Tanya
wait,
will
a couple
be on.
Of weeks?
Yeah.
I thought it was just one.
I'm sorry. Just next week. The week after
okay.
I will be back on. Just next week. Sorry.
Okay, so for all of you listening, I will have Phil Nations on the show next week. He will be my guest co-host.
There you go. And if any of you guys are going to be out at Citi Field this weekend, we're doing a little blogger tailgate party, if you will, in the parking lot before Saturday's 4 o'clock game. Myself, Darren from the 7 line, Matt Cerrone and a couple other guys from Mets Blog, Shannon and Media Goon from Mets Police, organizing a little tailgate. So head over to the7line.com because he put up a blog post. Darren put up a blog post about it. Check it out if you guys are going to be out at Citi Field on Saturday. Come hang out with us. Have some barbecue. Drink some beer. Or if you like Tanya, water. And hang out.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, guys. So hopefully we'll see you all next week, same time. The show will be an hour. Could be maybe a little longer because we might have quite a bit to talk about next week, but we'll see. Tune into the Five Tool Show on Facebook for all the updates, or if you like the page on the Black, Carell will keep you updated. Otherwise, if you have me as a friend on Facebook, by all means, even if you're not a friend, just subscribe and you'll get all of our updates. So with that said, everyone, have a good night. Mets fans, do not be like Carell. Continue to believe in your team because you never know. With that said, have a great night, everybody.
Later, guys.